From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Oscar nominations were announced this week, and one film that did not make the cut is titled 4 Months, 3 Weeks, and 2 Days. The Romanian movie stirred considerable buzz last year at Cannes. It won the festival's top prize, the Palme d'Or. There's some speculation among critics that the film was overlooked for an Oscar nomination because of its subject, abortion. 4 Months, 3 Weeks, and 2 Days takes its title from the length of the pregnancy of one of its characters. Howie Movshevitz of Colorado Public Radio reports.
The word abortion puts many people on edge. But Christiane Mounjou wanted viewers to experience what it was like to try to get one in a country where it was illegal. Mounjou focuses on the details, from the surreptitious efforts to book a hotel room for the abortion, to the procedure, to a shot of the fetus on the bathroom floor. While the images may be shocking, nothing is over-dramatized. The story just unfolds.
I don't think there's anything for anybody to feel offended about. It's just the way this story goes. And it's just that people need to face it with all the details that I knew, and then I consider it's up to them to, I don't know, make their own choices. But things should be seen the way they are.
Mounjou won't go into personal details, but he says the film is based on the experience of someone he knows. He says 500,000 women died getting illegal abortions during the reign of Romanian dictator Nicolae Ceausescu. The country he shows in 4 Months, 3 Weeks, and 2 Days is a place of dark hallways and cramped rooms. French director Bertrand Tavernier, best known for his films A Sunday in the Country and Round Midnight, says these images give the Romanian movie tremendous emotional power. He first met Christiane Mounjou in 1995 while he was shooting his World War I drama Capitaine Conan in Romania. Mounjou served as Tavernier's assistant director.
I find him very devoted, very passionate, and it was one of the real finds I made during Conan.
Tavernier says the younger filmmaker gets audiences to feel what the young girls' lives are like in their crowded college dorm right from the opening shot.
It gives you the whole place where the two girls are living, their rooms, what it is to get one cigarette, what you have to deal, to negotiate, the importance of money. I mean, you get that in one shot.
As the two girls pack for their meeting with the abortionist, one scrounges for cotton balls and soap.
Where's my sapun?
The other hunts through the echoey halls of the dorm and the crowded common bathroom for a hair dryer and cigarettes. Bertrand Tavernier says they live in a world of obstacles and restrictions.
It's one of the first times that you had physically an impression of knowing what it is to live in a country which has a dictatorship like Ceausescu. Everything gives you a feeling of the time, of the period. It's a period film, but you have never the impression of looking at a period film. You have an impression of looking at a contemporary film. And yet it captures the spirit of the Romania of yesterday. I think it's one of the greatest films I've seen in the last years.
When the dictator fell in 1989, filmmaker Christiane Mounjou was 21 and a literature teacher. He didn't make his first full-length film until 2002. He waited another 5 years before starting 4 Months, 3 Weeks, and 2 Days. When he was making it, he says he wasn't thinking about issues like the end of Romanian communism or even abortion. He was trying to build a story about two college girls, one who lies to herself and those around her about her pregnancy, and a friend who comes to understand what's happened and bails her out. Mounjou says his approach was dictated by the story, not a message.
I try to just choose the scenes which are going to be allowed in the film, considering just one thing. Would this reasonably have happened, and does it make sense to the story to keep it? And apart from this, I am trying not to have any scenes that would mean something else from the beginning. I don't want to make a metaphor of anything, because I am convinced that if I respect the complexity of life the way I see it, the film is going to have a lot of layers and of meanings at the end, much more than if I just write down the message of my film and I try to follow it all the way in the story.
The layers of meaning that come out of day-to-day life have provided the material for a flowering of Romanian cinema.
Some of the critics talk about a new wave in Romania. That's probably a very apt phrase. I mean, new wave is overused, but anytime you see a lot of experimentation, a lot of good ideas that work coming out of a national cinema, you call it a new wave. And at the moment, that's what's going on in Romania.
Peggy Parsons heads the film program at the National Gallery of Art in Washington, D.C.
Romania didn't really have the kind of renaissance that some of the other Eastern European communist countries had back in the 60s and 70s, where there was this quiet rebellion, quiet understanding among the artists that they were going to use symbolic language and certain kinds of signs to make movies about what they were going through. There wasn't that strong tradition of let's do something artistic and get away with it. But, you know, you can make art out of anything. And I think the fact that they're making art out of the life that they know so well in Romania and using their friends and using things that are right there in front of them, that's a very, very powerful drive. And reality is a lot richer than fantasy in many ways.
The reality of time is what Christian Mungiu explores throughout 4 months, 3 weeks, and 2 days. Each scene of the film is made from one long, unedited take. Some run 10 minutes without a cut. Compare that to some Hollywood blockbusters, which can average an edit every 3 seconds. Mungiu says that long takes allow the feelings of his actors to deepen as a scene progresses.
And I think that much of the emotion of the film comes from this. I don't create emotion with, music or close-ups, and I don't make the rhythm from the editing. It's all what we could do with our bare hands, if you want. It's your skill regarding what the actors can do.
For Christian Mungiu, it's also a question of atmosphere and sense of place. He uses his camera to take audiences into the cluttered rooms and out onto the dimly lit streets. What happens to the two girls happens in a world with its own oppressive character. It's a place and a time which he says he had to expose.
Once you decide to make a true film about this and to make an honest story about this, you have to decide from the beginning that if you have the courage to show everything the way you remember, then you have to make the film. If not, and you feel ashamed or guilty or politically correct and you won't offend people with showing them the truth, then you should just better make a romantic comedy or whatever.
Despite Christian Mungiu's subject matter and his decidedly uncommercial approach, 4 months, 3 weeks, and 2 days has been one of the most popular attractions at film festivals. General audiences in this country will get a chance to see it as it opens in theaters over the coming months. For NPR News, I'm Howie Mofsovitz.
You can see a clip from 4 months, 3 weeks, and 2 days at npr.org/movies.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.